First, a look at Kwanzaa, a holiday celebrated primarily in the African-American community. Today is the second day of Kwanzaa, which is celebrated for 7 days, from December 26th to January 1st.
Keith Mays is with us to explain the origins of Kwanzaa and its relevance today. He is an associate professor and chair in the Department of African-American Studies at the University of Minnesota, and he is the author of Kwanzaa, Black Power and the Making of the African-American Holiday Tradition. Keith, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for inviting me, Gene. Appreciate it.
I'd like to start with that history, though, because the history of Kwanzaa, as we know it, is relatively short. I mean, it's, what, about 40 years old or so?
47 years old this year. Started in 1966.
And so, 1966, if you could, talk about what was happening then and why Kwanzaa showed up when it did. And then, if you could follow that up a bit, because things get started all the time, but what is it about Kwanzaa that has allowed it to endure?
Kwanzaa began in December 26, 1966, in the moment of Black Power, Civil Rights and Black Power, the movement that was designed to give African Americans a sense of cultural identity as well as civil rights and human rights. What was important back then was that there were a certain segment of the African American community identified the American calendar as a site of struggle. They looked at the calendar and saw that African Americans were not represented very well on the calendar, so they began to create alternative holidays, Kwanzaa just being one of several. And so the idea was not to take African Americans away completely away from Christmas or to replace Christmas, because most African Americans are Christian. They are Christian by history, but it was to provide at least a cultural vantage point to understand who they were in the world and sort of ground them and give them a sense of history. And so it caught on pretty quickly around the country. Started in Los Angeles, California in 1966, and then spread to the Bay Area, Chicago, New York, everywhere we had sizable numbers of African Americans. That's where it spread and grew. And of course, it's gone on to really be embraced by not only African-Americans, but for those who are outside of the African-American community as well.
Yeah, in a piece you did for NPR a couple of years ago, you mentioned that Kwanzaa is even celebrated in Minocqua, Wisconsin, which for those of us in Wisconsin know, it is a small town in northern Wisconsin that is, boy, I don't know, 99% white, I would think.
Yeah, so interestingly, what is special about Kwanzaa that shows up in many public schools, and what I think teachers find it, why they find it attractive, is that it gives young people a sense of identity. It gives teachers a way to explain why holidays and rituals are important to all communities. And sometimes I explain Kwanzaa as part of a larger holiday cornucopia. So if there are other holidays that are around, particularly if the lunar calendar is working correctly with the Gregorian calendar, you may have a lot of different holidays or a lot of different traditions around the same time. And so it gives teachers a way to really be inclusive inside the classroom. Although Kwanzaa is a cultural tradition, it's not religious. It gives it provides a perspective on a particular community.
So let's talk about those cultural traditions for a moment. What are the cultural traditions that make up Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa is a hodgepodge of African indigenous cultural practices, the harvest celebrations being the foundation of Kwanzaa. Of course, Black Americans are not an agricultural people, although many of them come from the rural South. Kwanzaa is a way to ingather the Black community as they did during historical harvest celebrations. So the harvest is important, which is designed to bring folk together. Also, Kwanzaa is a way to remember the past, and you do that by talking about history, why history is important, who people are, where they come from, giving people a sense of historical grounding. Giving them a geographical origin, i.e. Africa, but also at least beginning to take stock of where you are as a people in a community. So it's a backward-looking cultural tradition is a present-looking one as well as a forward-looking one. It's important because you're able to do this perennially, annually, just take stock of where you are as a community. Kwanzaa does that.
There are those who look at Kwanzaa and sort of are derisive about it and say, you know, it's a made-up holiday. It really doesn't mean anything. How do you respond to that sort of criticism? Is it valid?
It's valid from the standpoint of if people want to deride it and say it doesn't mean anything, but that's all holiday rituals. All of them are made up. None of them have really any historical significance. They all come out of a historical context. So Kwanzaa comes out of the Rights Black Power movement. And so Valentine's Day comes out of a particular historical milieu. So is Christmas, so is George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. That you can place the origins of all of these holidays. So in that way, Kwanzaa is no different. And I hear that all the time. Well, it's invented. Well, what cultural tradition is not invented? Not all of them have the kind of historical authenticity that people think that they have. So it's always a mix of history and myth related to all of these traditions. But I don't know why people, I think that the fact that it's 47 years old is still relatively new, that people feel a need to sort of critique Kwanzaa and say that it's invented. But, you know, what's significant about Kwanzaa is not its inventiveness, but what it attempts to do. And what it attempts to do is to have, you know, people at least remember the past and bring people together in the present and look toward the future. And I think that Christmas does that in so many different ways, and as well as other holidays.
So as we look ahead, say, 47 more years or 50 years or whatever it might be, have you seen the message, the traditions of Kwanzaa evolve, and do you see that changing? Because you can look at other holidays. Christmas is probably a good example, where there are those who argue that the whole message of Christmas has gotten lost, and that you could say, well, that same danger is there with Kwanzaa.
Yes, all holidays are commercially appropriated. We see this with Christmas. Kwanzaa went through a period of commercialization back in the 80s. In the 90s, you would find Kwanzaa being promoted by Fortune 500 companies and the like. And so you do have celebrants who resist and push back on it. But I would say that there's something to be said about Kwanzaa's visibility in within the larger American public culture. The fact that corporations want to use it for profit, but they also may have other reasons. It may be a way to at least address issues around goodwill. You can look at it as these corporations thanking the community for the business. It's not always a profit motive. Cultural institutions like the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. do big Kwanzaa's. The American Museum of Natural History. The USPS, United States Postal Service, they have a Kwanzaa commemorative stamp. So, some of it is commercial and for profit. Other times it's about goodwill and public relations. But I would say that the principles of Kwanzaa, what was nice about the creator when he created Kwanzaa, Malalani Kirango, is that these are not black principles. Unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, faith. These types of principles resonate not only within the African-American community, they resonate beyond blacks. And I think that Kwanzaa's endurance may lie in the fact that the principles are universal principles. So we'll see what the next 47 years bring.
Well, very good. Keith, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me.
That was Keith Mays, an associate professor and chair in the Department of African-American Studies at the University of Minnesota. He is the author of Kwanzaa, Black Power, and the Making of the African-American Holiday Tradition.